Well, the gospel reading today certainly hits upon the whole theme of Lent, of Advent. We're rushing to Lent here, of Advent, which is, of course, preparation. And this is a theme which Jesus strikes again and again throughout the Gospels. Preparation is the number one kind of theme, followed by vigilance, staying with it, to kind of the end of our lives. And the reason that Jesus stresses it so much is because he's aware of the fact that our enemy, the devil, is still out there, and that the devil is going to do everything that he can, even though he's ultimately defeated, even though he ultimately can never win the victory at the end of the world, even though the mercy of God will be extended to people to get into the kingdom of heaven, even those who have played into the devil's hand again and again, he's ultimately defeated. Nevertheless, he is there. And Jesus is aware of that, and he is also aware of the weakness of human nature, right? That we've got this challenge almost within ourselves. We've got, the idea, there's boredom, there's pressure, there's all kinds of things that are happening to us that can cause us to divert or deviate from our paths, right, and so forth. So Jesus says, look, the first thing that we got to do is just prepare our hearts, build our hearts, as it were, on rock, that we want to have a really solid faith. Now, I know I'm preaching the choir here. Here you are at a daily mass listening to a Spitzerian bloviation. For all intents and purposes, already you're involved in trying, right, to build your house, your heart on rock. But additionally, in all of that, Jesus is saying, once that kind of good foundation is set on Mass, on prayer, on, our intentions that we try to kind of direct toward the Lord during the day, right, once we get that underway, Jesus says, we just have to be vigilant. There's so many ways we can kind of be attacked. There's so many angles at which the evil spirit can come in on us. There's so many ways in which our own nature can get to us in moments of boredom or in moments of, pressure or in moments of just weakness, right? That we can get, zinged by our nature, zinged by the evil spirit. And so Jesus just says it's so important to hang in there and be vigilant. But there's a third step in what I call the humdrum drone of the spiritual life. And I don't mean that in the sense of humdrum, in the sense of boring, anything but boring. But it is the day-to-day diary of a country priest almost. It's that day-to-day, preparation, vigilance, and forgiveness is the third area. If we fail and if we fall, we have to just keep coming back 70 times, seven times, which is a prime number times 10 times a prime number, right, which is like an infinite number of times for a Jewish person, right? Unrestricted number of times, right? We can keep coming back to the Lord in confidence, asking him for his forgiveness, for his mercy, for his blessing, for his compassion, but above all, too, through that, for his healing presence to help us to even be more vigilant the next time around. So for all intents and purposes, the Lord is asking then that we kind of follow that path. And it may just seem like, well, what's so extraordinary about that? Nothing. But it's really hard to do. It may not be original. It may not be, right, some great advice from a new spiritual path. But that old-fashioned, preparation, vigilance, and mercy just keeps us going day in and day out until ultimately we get to the victory we want in the kingdom of God in heaven. Amen.